All right, it's a Tuesday. What do? We do the Dial-A-Doc program with FHN. And joining us here today, registered nurse Jackie McDonald is with us here today. Hey, Jackie, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining me here today. Now, FHN has just opened up a new facility for patients in a mental or behavioral health crisis. Tell us about the Crisis Stabilization Center.
Well, the Freeport Crisis Stabilization Center is obviously new, and it's been a need in the area, I think, for a long time.
And Jackie, tell us about this. How is this different from the regular behavioral health counseling? Tell us about this.
This is a place where people can stay when they're in crisis. They're in crisis. They get to speak with a psychiatrist.
No, that's okay. All right, good. No, and so then tell us then, Jackie, what about this? How do you define crisis? Tell us about that.
A crisis really is what the person believes it is, in my opinion. So whenever anybody, nobody can tell what someone else's crisis may be. So obviously we take those situations on an individual basis. Anybody can come in and be, assessed for if they need to be seen right away. We can recommend resources for other types of situations. Maybe someone needs to go to the hospital first before they can be admitted to the crisis stabilization unit.
And Jackie, what about why wouldn't people just easily go to go directly to the emergency room at FHN Memorial Hospital? Why not go directly there instead?
I think the main reason why people would go to a crisis stabilization center instead would be that that's specific towards those crises or towards mental health, towards, those people seeking those services. There's professionals there that are, specialized in that type of, those types of events and can handle those types of situations and can maybe give the best recommendations. Obviously, if they do need to go to the hospital, that may be recommended, anyways. But there are professionals at the Crisis Stabilization Center that can help out with those things.
We're talking to registered nurse Jackie McDonald here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Jackie, give us kind of a description here. You work there. So what is the center like? Give us a description.
Well, the FHN's Dr. Ravi and Mrs. Minuvias Center it's a very open concept. Patients can come in, get assessed. Obviously, there's the nurses station that where the nurses can do some assessing. There's group rooms where a lot of the therapists, the behavioral health techs, the nurses, and a lot of other disciplines will do group therapy. And it's a very therapeutic environment for people that are in these crisis events, to get some help and get some stabilization.
We're talking to Jackie McDonald about the brand new Crisis Stabilization Center at FHN. Jackie, specifically, what types of treatment are offered there now?
We offer group therapy. We offer, obviously, psychiatric help, medication adjustments, things like that. Mainly whatever stabilization that, the person coming in would need. So if they need a little more, one-on-one, we do some of that. Most of it is group therapy, but trying to focus on what each individual is there and trying to accomplish type of thing.
And explain to us, Jackie, in terms of how someone would be able to go to the Crisis Stabilization Center, how does this work?
So if someone is currently at an emergency room, say they didn't hear about us and they, were in a crisis and they went to the emergency room, those emergency rooms can send over a referral to us. Obviously, we want to make sure that the people that are coming over to the Crisis Stabilization Center are appropriate and they meet our criteria for admission, which, again, is kind of on an individual basis. And depending on each crisis situation, they can come right over. You talked about earlier, with them just being a walk up, they can walk right over. Or if they're just in another, maybe a higher level of care for psychiatric care, maybe they need some step down, care where they can be referred over to us.
And Jackie, what if someone needs treatment beyond just a couple of days? What would be the situation then?
I think that would depend, again, on an individual basis. You know, we don't really, our average is maybe, 3 to 7 days average. But if someone really needs the help and they're benefiting from the treatment, the patients don't just get kicked out. But at the same time, if they're appropriate for the crisis stabilization center, then we're hoping to stabilize them within those, 3 to 7 day range.
And where is the center, the brand new crisis stabilization center, where is that new center located, Jackie?
So it's actually just a few blocks from the hospital, and it's in the Freeport Family Counseling building off to the left door C of that building. So it's still 421 West Exchange in Freeport. And it's actually just kitty corner from the police station and all of that on Exchange there. So it's fairly easy to get to. And again, the entrance for the Crisis Stabilization Center is on the left-hand side there of that building.
Got it. Okay. All right. And where could people find out more about the brand new Crisis Stabilization Center at FHN?
Actually, you can just go to the FHN.org website. They do have a lot of information out there, and hopefully that'll answer any more questions.
All right, Jackie. Great to talk to you. Thank you very much. We'll talk again soon, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Registered nurse at FHN at the brand new Crisis Stabilization Center. That's Jackie McDonald here today. And the preceding this morning brought to you today by FHN.